raised by distinguished committee members or Ms. Mushyobhati. Actually, when it comes to criminal investigations, coercive measures such as search, seizure, is carried in a coercive manner, which means that if there's some hindrance or some people who try to avoid or who try to be against this investigation, we have can take the coercive measure to remove this by force or any other measures by the warrant, so that we don't have any limit of the access to the place where the enforced disappearance and the victims of enforced disappearance are detained. This is the first question. The second question is about the initiation of the investigation. Yes, in the reply of the, our government to this issue, we have answered the several complaints or report or accusation filed from victims of the enforced disappearance or their relatives. But it is one element that can initiate the criminal investigation. But even setting aside these things, that without any complaint, accusation, or report by victims or people, police officers, prosecutors can initiate investigation if they believe and they believe there's a case. They have to investigate, and they can investigate. So it's not a prerequisite. Thank you.
Before concluding, Madam Chair, and we also had a question about our police forces resources. As we included in our response to LOI in paragraph 55, so we have 290,000 policemen and women, and